GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and if you're friends on Facebook or if you follow us on Twitter, you get the question of the day before it comes out of your radio. And this morning we ask, is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump? 1-800-966-1039. I guess we can look at each other through the bulletproof glass, George, and say, I guess we're not surprised that Jared Golden voted to proceed with these rules for the, I guess, the possible impeachment of the President of the United States.
No, the other side of that coin was and is would he risk losing votes if he didn't? The options were pretty limited. His problem all the way along has been, from my perspective, was trying to ride both sides of the fence.
Which he did for a time. Which is what all the freshman lawmakers are doing.
Right. And then will he lose votes?
No. Is he risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump? And this, when you look at the tallies from the Associated Press that were showing recent polling in districts, the polling they have in Maine's 2nd Congressional District is plus 10 for GOP.
Yeah.
So it is, when you look at that survey that the Associated Press held up and said, it's plus 10 Republican in Maine's 2nd CD, and he's voting to proceed with the rules for the possible impeachment of the President of the United States.
Well, he has opponents, and he has a couple of things going. Senator Brickey was quick to jump on it, of course. I'm sure Adrian Bennett did too. Dale Crafts will also.
Here's a statement that Jared Golden shared with WABI TV5 when he talks about saying yes to supporting his party's rules for the possible impeachment of President Trump.
It was always, I think, going to be necessary for every member of the House to have access to all of the documents, all of the deposition materials, and at the end of the day, that the American people would be able to listen to people come forward and testify and talk about this. So I think this is the first step towards making sure that we have that kind of a process.
Listen to what he said there. This is the first step. And some could argue on behalf of Jared Golden, Democrat in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, that he didn't vote to impeach Trump. He simply voted to support the rules for moving the process forward. But here's what often happens in Washington, D.C. When you cast a vote to move something forward, it's effectively perceived as you voted for it. Look at Olympia Snowe voting the Affordable Care Act out of the Insurance Committee. It was perceived by people in the state of Maine as she's for the ACA, and she could say all that she wanted, that no, I'm just seeing this to move forward. Let's give it its chance. No, you supported it. And what happens often in the Senate, there will be a vote to say, okay, do we want to end debate and move the question? And that's perceived as a vote to advance an issue and see it pass.
Well, he backs the resolution, which basically a Democratic resolution, which outlines the impeachment inquiry. You know, the impeachment is not a legal process. It's a political process to begin with. There's nothing legal about it. He's a freshman. He's in a very tough district, the 2nd district. The majority backed the Republican president in the 2016 election. So, yeah, he's kind of caught, I thought, between a rock and a hard place. He's either going to go this way or he's in bigger trouble.
Here's some of the text messages coming into us in the MTG text line. It's 601-207-GHRT. Also looking for your phone call with your thoughts on our question of the day. Is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump? This person writes to us, it's a dog and pony show. These people are a disgrace. I didn't like Obama, but I respected the office and I hoped for the best. Paul in Freiburg writes to us, he won't have to worry about losing votes. He didn't have the votes last time, but thanks to ranked choice voting, he won. I'm sure he can win that way again. We'll park there and we'll come back to that in just a moment. This person writes to us, unfortunately not, as long as there is RCV, Golden is gold. And this person says, it depends on the outcome of the impeachment hearings. I can understand that some people will think that if it turns out to be a great waste, as some would argue, another waste of time and another waste of money, there could be a perception that Jared Golden and Shelley Pingree in Maine's first congressional district, whom I think doesn't risk losing any votes or re-election.
Well, let's just not park there.
Let's not. Caller, hello. The George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump?
Good morning, Rick. Absolutely. I believe Jared Golden sold himself as a man that's straight down the middle. This man is far from down the middle. That ad of him with a rifle and shooting a gun, you know is just as well as I did. He was trying to get votes from both sides. And for him to do what he's doing right now, he's just toting the line. I wish he was independent. I wish he had a voice, his own voice. I love you guys. Keep it going.
Let's go back to the GOP poll that the Associated Press used that said that, or the poll that said the Republican is favored by 10 points in the state of Maine. That 10-point favor? That could put an opponent to Jared Golden, above the 51%. And ranked choice voting wouldn't be an issue. You get 51% of the vote. We don't go to ranked choice voting.
Oh, ranked choice voting is not an issue yet.
But it could be.
Oh,
especially in a district where the GOP is up 10 points.
Well, are they up 10 points? That's a poll.
You know something? If they took that poll again this morning, now that he's cast that vote, it may be up higher.
You've got Brakey, Bennett, Crafts, and you've got Golden. Okay, it's going to be tough to get 50.1. You've got 50 plus one vote, 50%.
Well, but in the primary, we'll see whether it will be Crafts or Bennett. Or Brakey, and then even you put one of them there.
One of them goes into the general election.
So put him in even, 30 points down. Or put him at, he's an incumbent. What do you want to give him, 60-40? 60-40, but give the Republican 10 points, according to the Associated Press. That makes it 50-50, and you got a real dogfight.
Well, I think it's a dogfight either way. In the second district, it's going to be a dogfight one way or the other.
But anyway, he doesn't have to beat all three of them. He only has to beat the one that beats all the others in the primary.
Yeah, but all three are beating up on him today.
Caller, hello, the George Hale, Rick Tyler. Hang on a sec. Are they wrong to beat up on him today?
Oh, it's a political. I say again, this is nothing to do with anything but politics.
But I will say this. I don't think Jared Golden wanted to be beat up today. And I don't think Nancy Pelosi wanted him to have been beaten up today, but it's a reality. Caller, hi. Is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump?
No. He got there by stealing it in the first place. But see, they're holding him in reserve because we're the one vote that could put the president in or out next year. We're still over a year out, so we'll see how it shakes out, guys. But it's going to be a fun year, isn't it?
Caller, hello. The George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Our question of the day, we want to ask you, is Jared Golden in Maine's second CD risking re-election by now supporting the rules for impeaching Trump?
Oh, I believe so. And how anybody could even vote Democrat after this freak show anyway, it would be beyond me.
Here's a text message to us. This wasn't simply a vote for an impeachment. This was a vote for transparency, which the Republicans begged for right until the second they could have it. Donnie Moscow will have more transparency than any president before. And you can thank the Democrats for that. This person will write, answering our question of the day, is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump? Only if there is no third party running. I guess there are a couple out there.
Yeah.
But they're like Pluto. They're not really a planet.
Not a planet yet.
Some think they are. Maybe they think they are.
Well, we don't know how the whole thing plays out. We know a couple of things. That the chances of the president being removed, if it goes to the Senate trial.
Historically.
It takes 67 votes. Impeachment articles could go to the Senate. Who leads the Senate? The Republicans. What kind of defection did you see yesterday? 67 votes would be required to remove him from office. And it ain't going to happen. So unless some incredible bombshell were to come out of the hearing.
But it's That's a vote that Susan Collins doesn't want to have a migraine over. But today it's Jared Golden's migraine.
Right.
Caller.
It may come to Senator Collins before it's done. I think Angus King is already on board.
He was on board months ago. We know that.
Well, I don't know.
No, he has said as much. I could probably dig back into the news releases.
I think he's pretty much on that side. Yeah.
And he has been for, safely, months. Caller, hello. Our question of the day is, Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump?
I don't think so. Because he didn't run on that base. I mean, the election is up for grabs for everybody just because of ranked choice. But I see Jared Golden just like Bill Cohen. They told Bill Cohen. You know, I remember Bill, George, I'm sure you remember too, Bill Cohen was vilified by the Republican Party. I mean, they said he would never win another race. I mean, they went right after people in Maine in the second district. And he showed us that, hey, you got to go through this process and let the chips fall where they may. So,
caller, hello, the WVOMFM.com question of the day asks, is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump?
Yeah, I think he definitely could be. I'll tell you, one thing that I'd like to see happen is I'd love to see Dale Crass run on the Republican ticket and somebody like Eric Brakey run on an independent ticket. That way, when you're doing your ranked choice voting, you have some options there that's the best of both worlds.
I wonder if either of them would be interested in pivoting. I doubt Dale Crafts will now that he's enjoying the full endorsement of former Governor Paul LePage. He talked to Governor LePage was on with us when you were on vacation in Florida.
Well, they got to worry about the primary. I mean, this is a big national story for the moment. Jared Golden here in the second district, at least, is getting a lot of attention. But sooner or later, they've got to win a primary. And the primary is not going to be an easy one, although there's a lot of name recognition. Crafts, picking up a former governor's endorsement for whatever endorsements are worth, gets a better shot. But Brakey had name recognition. So I think Adrian had recognition also. But it's going to be Golden in the general election and whoever the Republicans come up with.
Paul writes to us in our Facebook feed, and for friends on Facebook, you get the question of the day before it comes out of your radio. Paul writes, no, he won't. The next question should be, with the removal of both Trump and Pence, who do you think the Democrats will say should become president, Pelosi or Clinton? And he writes, you know it's coming. Others writing in, this person writes, Glenn writes to us, but then again, I would never vote for a Democrat, but I think it's possible. Caller, hi. Our question of the day is, Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump?
No, I highly doubt it, because those who are Golden supporters are going to continue to support him, and those who are Trump supporters are going to continue to support him as well. So we're going to remain as divided as we have been for the past 2.5-3 years.
Well, if the surveys that the Associated Press, or the single survey that the Associated Press held up yesterday in their coverage of the vote, indicates it could be tighter than perhaps what you're thinking. If you're online this morning, vote on the question of the day, brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Is Jared Golden risking re-election by supporting rules for impeaching Trump? GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.